Everybody's listening to the podcast. They're like, oh, can I set my phone down and have it sanitized after this conversation?
Yeah, I love it. This is the Fame 40 and
2 podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking. Breaking news about the Diddy trial.
He's been found not guilty on several charges.
Wow.
But guilty on a couple. The not guilties come from sex trafficking and racketeering.
Jeez.
But he has been found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution, mm-hmm. one with Cassandra Ventura, and also guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution with the one that was simply named Jane,
mm-hmm. right,
whose identity was kept secret.
So really the most serious charges, he was found not guilty.
Wow.
Yeah.
So could he go to jail on the one that he or the two that he was found guilty on?
I guess there's a possible 10-year sentence.
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
prosecutors say they're going to go for that.
Sure.
Right.
But we'll see. The case was, you know, decided fairly quickly.
It was. Yeah. Only a couple of days of deliberation. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, it was weird because I was casually following this case.
Yeah.
I know some
Same.
People were really into it, but it just seemed like those charges like racketeering, like what is that anyway?
Yeah, what is that? It sounds right. like something Al Capone did in the 20s,
right. yeah.
you know, like, ooh, he's a racketeerer.
But you'd hear stuff that they would bring up in the trial and be in the news, and you're going, it doesn't sound like, you know, boom, he's like, that's, oh, there's no way he's getting out of that.
Yeah, they said stuff like, you know, they raided his house and they found all this baby oil. Well, there's nothing against the law about baby oil.
Right.
He just liked being lubed.
Yeah. And that's the thing with some of this stuff, too, that it's like, well, first of all, the jurors have to find him completely, like without a shadow of doubt,
right.
guilty on these things. And some of them would be hard to prove,
right.
especially the ones like, I mean, he's a terrible human being. There's no doubt about it. Like,
yeah,
I think
the defense even said that. Like, he's not a good guy, but he's
yes.
not guilty of these things.
Yes,
yep.
but that doesn't mean that, like, what he did was technically illegal. And unfortunately, like, as bad as it looks and as bad as it's going to come out for me to say, these, like, Cassie stayed with him for so long. So how can the prosecution present it in a way where it's like, no, she was forced to stay and
right.
do all of these things when it's like, but you've been in a relationship with him for so long.
Years, yeah.
Right. It was kind of hot and cold for many years. So, yeah, it's hard to say that she was forced into it.
Right. You're right. And it's hard to prove. Like,
right.
And
yes.
that's what the jury has to do. They can hate him,
mm-hmm.
but they have to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt, like you
right.
said. So, it was a little shaky, but it sounds like they got him at least on something
right.
that he probably deserved.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he actually gets any jail time.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably going to lose his brand ambassadorship, and I doubt he'll have the music mogul record industry job anymore.
Right. I mean, I hope so. Like, I hope he doesn't is what I meant to say. Like, I hope something happens to him.
Consequences.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, like it's just, it's sad, but I mean, I am shocked that he's found not guilty. I really am.
Yeah. This could also lead to an endorsement for the, you know, Johnson & Johnson baby oil.
I don't know. I don't think they want their name associated with that.
It's not just for babies anymore.
Yeah.
We would like to be excluded from this narrative.
Yeah. Can you prove that they were Johnson & Johnson bottles?
That's true. Yeah. They're probably saying, could we blur out the name of the baby oil? Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what, though? He could create his own baby oil company. That
Maybe
would
that's
be good.
It.
Right.
It'll be Ciroc baby oil.
Yeah. His own lube and stuff.
He's already got, you know, all the merch with the name on it. He
yep.
just has to change the product.
Yeah.
See, there you go. If you're listening, Diddy, that's your plan.
Everybody's listening to the podcast. They're like, oh, can I set my phone down and have it sanitized after this conversation?
Yeah, a little bit.
If you're not up to speed, odd way to put it, on the 4-hour slow speed chase that took place with the police yesterday and the highway patrol, a woman around 3 o'clock in the morning in a stolen car was asleep. The police knew she had stolen the car, so they tried to block her in and then wake her up. When she woke up, her foot hit the gas. She rammed into the police cars. And then, over the next 4 hours, led them on a slow speed chase. They put down those spike strips
yeah.
to bust the tires to stop her. But that didn't stop her, as she just kind of rolled on the rims of the car with sparks flying for like 4 hours until it got to I-24, came down Murfreesboro Pike all the way down there. And finally, they got her stopped.
most people are estimating she was going 8 miles an hour.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, really slow.
Jeez.
I mean,
that's one of the fastest times I've ever heard of on I-24 during like commute time.
Right.
That's very true. But now people are on the internet offering suggestions on how they could have done a more efficient job in getting this woman stopped.
Yeah, there's some interesting discussion from the Facebook warriors, or we can call them old people yelling at clouds on Facebook.
So true.
Some of the comments are, basically most of them are saying, yeah, it should have happened sooner. They could have handled it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, but a lot of people go to extreme measures. There's the one woman named June that says, a turtle could have done it faster. What a waste of resources. Inexcusable amount of time. They're getting paid by the hour. That's it. The police were getting paid by the hour, so they wanted to take their time.
Yep.
Take their time.
Facebook warriors have spoken.
This guy went nuclear. This guy named Sean. If someone runs, all force should be applied to stop the resulting threat. If this means a sniper on the overpass shooting out tires or crashing into the vehicle, go for it. The driver is not worried about placing others in harm's way. If they lose their life in the process, no sleep lost. Put some fear in these people.
Good. This is like a little extreme.
Facebook warriors have spoken.
I think this one lady said, yes, and to anyone that says, oh, they're trying to do it safely, come on. They could have literally ran along beside her and jumped in there. And you know what? Maybe I'm thinking too logical about this, but like they didn't know if she had a gun or not.
Right.
So if they jumped in the car.
Plus, it was in the middle of traffic. They had to be safe because there were cars all around.
Yeah. Like, I just, these people.
There's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking.
Uh-huh,
here.
Uh-huh. Oh, for sure.
Tell you what I'd do.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's so hot in July. What do we need?
Oh, we need a little Christmas.
Christmas in July gets underway on Saturday on the Hallmark Channel. They start showing all their classic Christmas movies. All the stars, somebody that used to be on Full House.
Yeah, and, right.
Saturday. They also have a documentary about a four-part series on the Christmas cruise, where people who were all enthusiasts over the Christmas movies on Hallmark Channel all took a cruise together.
I remember that.
You know what? With how bad the weather has been,
yeah,
like it's hot, but if you're inside, it looks like December.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Just turn your air conditioner up to Elsa.
Yeah.
And you're just fine.
Yeah.
So the lady who had the slow speed chase on I-24 at 8 miles an hour that went 4 hours, she was ahead of her time. Because today, Tennessee starts Operation Slowdown.
Operation Slowdown.
So Tennessee troopers are teaming up with other law enforcement to stop deadly crashes and get people to slow down during the holidays and over the summer. So if you're hitting the road, ease off the gas because they're watching.
No kidding. Yeah. The police are about going to be out in force for the 4th of July weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Many areas.
And on the lakes and the rivers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're not boating and drinking. So a big meetup happened between Jelly Roll and The Rock.
Really?
So they've been friends for 10 years. The Rock heard one of Jelly Roll's rap songs a couple years ago, and it got him through like a really tough time, I guess. So he reached out to Jelly Roll and just said, you know, like, thank you for this. It's really helping me get through this tough time.
Nice.
This is back in like 2017. So they kept up a rapport, and they finally met this last weekend, and Jelly Roll was like, man, you just made my dreams come true. Like, this is crazy. And they've been posting about it, calling each other brother and everything. So,
oh, wow. Did they meet up here?
Actually, I don't know.
Oh, see, that'd be so cool.
That'd be such a natural thing.
Well, that would be, yeah.
The Rock gave Jelly Roll this like old postcard that I guess has like dated back to like the 50s or so. I mean, like years ago. So it was kind of like a cool moment that The Rock like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
I like it when cool people are friends together.
I know.
Two big guys loving on each other. There you go. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, have you guys ever bought something from a grocery store that you could have easily done yourself, but it's like a prepackaged watermelon or...
Oh, I hate
like
doing
a ready
that.
To go meal or something.
Always.
I regret when I do it, but I do it.
Yeah.
Like somebody's already shucked the corn.
Right.
It's like, okay, here's 100 ears for a dollar. Or we can do those ones where we've taken all that stuff off right. and they're like 3 for $10.
Yeah.
I've seen actually boiled eggs already out of the shell.
Yes.
In like little plastic bags. And yep. I'm thinking like, oh, surely I can do this at home. But wait, this is so convenient.
So convenient. I love watermelon. And usually every summer, I'll just sit down and in 2 days, I'll eat one of those big ones.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, these pregnancy cravings, I'll buy a big watermelon. I'll eat like a quarter or half of it. And then the other half just like rots in the fridge because just
yeah.
never feel like eating
it
again.
All of a sudden, it didn't taste good after that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, you know. Pizza sounds better.
Yeah.
But every time I go in the grocery store, the watermelon, the pre-cut watermelon is like calling my name. But it's like $15.
It's very
expensive.
This is
a $3 watermelon that I can just cut myself.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Yeah. If you buy like chopped up fruit in like yeah. a clear plastic cup,
yeah.
Yeah,
like $9.
Cantaloupe and, you know, like say melon, honeydew melon,
yes.
stuff like that. Yeah.
It drives me crazy. I'm like,
They get you.
Yeah, they do.
Because we're wore out.
Yeah.
Like, aren't we? We're just like, by the time we get to the store, it's like, oh, I don't want to shop and cut that.
Yeah.
Right. And watermelon is like labor intensive, too.
It is.
So,
because, you know, you got to lop the seeds out, too.
Yeah.
And there's a big splash zone.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're heavy, like the rind's heavy, so you clean that up, and it just,
Did your parents ever tell you to eat the watermelon seeds that you would grow watermelons in your stomach?
Yes.
And then they would point to a pregnant lady and say, see, she did it.
Never no. that, but also Rugrats. The Rugrats episode where Chucky ate a watermelon and I think Tommy told him and then he has a dream that he like grows the watermelon and all that. So, yeah, I'm scarred.
Terrified. Yeah. I know. My parents were that
ruined.
Devious. That's a great joke, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. See, she funny. Did it.
Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group Indoor Outdoor Remodeling. They did my new fence, and it's so nice. Your dream home starts with a visit to structuregroup.us. Today's contestants, both coming from the... What?
I need the
we
questions.
Need the questions.
Oh, you're right.
Woody hasn't given the questions to Gina. She's like, I don't have the questions. Little breaking down the fourth wall.
There you go. Okay.
We're human, too.
It would have been a slow game if you had to make them up as you went along.
Okay, the contestants both come from the state that Tennessee wears as a hat. It's Kentucky in Mount Washington. For the guys, we have Chris. For the ladies, we have Stephanie. Hello, guys.
Good morning. Hello, hello.
Here's a get acquainted question for you. Let's start with Stephanie first. What career would you be terrible at?
Skydiving instructor.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. That's good.
It would not be a pleasant experience for anyone involved.
I understand. Chris, what about you? What career would you be terrible at?
A garbage man. I don't like dealing with my own trash, let alone anybody else's.
Yeah, you don't want to take out anybody else's trash.
As a guy who rode the back of a truck,
not cut out for that.
I've done that job.
Yeah, Jim does a summer job.
No fun.
Oh,
no
God.
Fun.
Bless your heart. Ugh.
All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Stephanie, is Master Splinter a character from Star Wars, Transformers, or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to pass that on to Christopher.
Ooh, we're going to use the screw up early.
Okay.
Okay, Chris, what do you think? Master Splinter, Transformers, Star Wars, or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Mm. All right.
Okay.
Stephanie, that screw did not work out well for you.
Right.
No.
That's all right. Chris, did 13 Going on 30 star Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer Garner, or Emma Stone?
Jennifer Garner.
Yes,
that's correct.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Chris has a strong 2-0 lead. Stephanie, you need this.
That's right.
I know.
You use your screw up. You're playing. You're performing without a net here. You're a skydive instructor.
That's right. Without a parachute.
Okay, Stephanie. The A's are an American League baseball team. What does the A stand for?
seriously, that's the question I get. The A's.
The A's.
Astros?
The what, Sal?
The Astros, no.
No, that's in Houston. It's A
don't
for...
Don't you laugh at me.
No, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
We're laughing around you.
Yeah. The A's are the Athletics.
Which doesn't make sense
doesn't
to
make
me.
Any sense. Yeah.
No, it does not. That
I know.
Does not count.
All right.
I know. Take it up with the commissioner. And that's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Chris, you are the winner. Would you guys like a rematch?
Well, we probably need another one. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do just that. Okay.
Just end it too quickly.
Yeah.
Let's see what Stephanie can do without using the screw early, yeah. Which is always a very risky thing.
That is.
All right. But in the meantime, Chris is our winner. Congratulations. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So Michael Jackson's old Chicago mansion is now listed as an Airbnb. You can
really?
Stay where he once lived. The most shocking out of all of this, though, I mean, it's like on 7 acres, 7-bedroom, accommodates 12 guests, has a basketball court, all things, whatever. It has 17 and a half bathrooms.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Sure is. I'll say what my wife always says when she hears about mansions and stuff like that with so many bathrooms. She goes, that's a lot of things to clean.
That's a lot of toilets. That's a lot of showers and baths. Yeah.
I would say, honey, if you can afford someplace with 17 and a half baths, so you have somebody
who
has paid to
clean it for you. Yeah,
I also was going to make a slight against it and be like, it only accommodates 12 guests. That's crazy that you would have more bathrooms than guests, you know?
Right.
But
right.
My house has 3 bathrooms and it's only me and Landon. So I was like, ugh. But it's a reasonable 3, but it's 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay. It's reasonable.
Right. Nice.
Which I guess is where we're at right now. I'm growing half a human right now.
That's
so
right.
Maybe,
that's right.
You know what?
That's right.
We're fair. Fair.
Yeah. That's your half bath already.
Your family's expanding to meet the number of bathrooms.
Okay, we're just a couple days away from drinking too much, eating hot dogs, and blowing our fingers off for the 4th of July.
Well, people in Hermitage, they're starting already.
Oh, yeah.
We had them last night.
I know.
As soon as the sun starts to go down, you're hearing the pops. You know, people saying, we're just practicing.
Mm-hmm. Fireworks.
Everywhere, every Walmart parking lot, everywhere's got one of the big tents selling the fireworks. And the funny names they come up with for the actual fireworks. Some are pretty funny. Some research. These are real names of fireworks that you can buy.
Okay.
Okay. There's the Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
Oz.
I
kind of
like that. Okay.
Popo Magnet. Like, here come the police.
Yeah, that's Davidson County.
That's the sound of the police.
Yeah.
No
Rutherford
fireworks.
County, we say, no, we're just going to blow it up good. The Neighbor Hater.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what my neighbors have right now.
There's one just called hashtag light and run. Unicorn puke. That's nice.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wicked pissa. Wacky tobacky. And then there's some that are very, very much Tennessee. There's redneck finale.
Okay.
Dead gum. And one called, hey, everybody, watch this.
Oh, I like that.
That's the last words of a redneck.
It's real.
I like that.
All these names, too, made me think, because when we dropped the bombs on the, research facilities in Iran, they called it Operation Midnight Hammer.
Yeah.
Right. Any of these names could have been the Operation Redneck Finale.
All right. The next time we bomb somebody, that's
exactly.
What we call it.
I feel like the Redneck Finale would be like a bunch of men lining up with like with machine guns or like automatic guns and just going like brrr, like not a bomb. I feel like that's too sly.
Okay, all right, yeah. You're saying the bomb is not violent enough. Okay.
No, I think they're gonna be in cutoff flannels with jorts and mullets
drop a bunch of those guys out of a plane.
Operation machine guns and jorts.
Yeah, they're
shooting
from the helicopter.
Woody and Jim in the morning. It's Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who is this little big sweetie?
This is Bink. Bink is about 5 months old.
So he's very tall and awkward and lanky. He's kind of like at his teenage phase where he just like does not know what to do with his body.
Hasn't figured out his paws quite yet.
Yeah. Bambi a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely like Bambi on ice, but he is, I mean, he's kind of false advertising for a puppy. I'm going to be honest. Like, he is so chill.
Oh.
He slept in the car. He's kind of perfect.
Wow.
I know.
He kind of looks like the size of a baby Bambi too right now. Like,
yeah, it's like he's walking on stilts.
Yeah, like he's a lanky puppy. But man, he is so cute.
Yeah, he's so cute and so, so sweet. And he just really, he's going to make somebody so happy. He's the best dog.
He is adorable.
Where did he come from?
He came from a partner shelter. We've had him, he's been kind of in and out of the shelter a little bit just between like fostering and stuff. So I've never heard a bad thing about this dog. Mm-hmm. He's just been absolutely precious, but he is a black dog, and black dogs, you know, statistically stick around in shelters.
It's really unfair.
Yeah. A lot longer.
I have Kevin, who's a black dog, and they give the best sigh. We've mentioned that before. they're very expressive. And, Bink is a kind of a black lab and maybe something else.
Yeah, something else. Just
mixed
a little,
with adorable.
A little something else thrown in there.
Yeah.
But he's also like, he's very cool because he's a black dog, but then like in the sunlight, it's almost like this like reddish brown like highlights that he has.
It does look like there's like that brown hue a little bit.
He's glowing like a twilight vampire.
Yes.
So adorable.
He sparkles. He's got a beautiful coat and he's just the sweetest little face.
And he's so cute. Like every time he greets a new person, he just immediately sits, except for with you. He loves you.
Yeah.
He like jumped up and wanted to lick your face.
Yeah, Bink found
his favorite.
But
everybody else, he like just sits there patiently waiting, like, okay, like come say hi to me.
Oh, you gotta love him. You'll be checking him out on all our social media. And adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Come pet this dog.
Feeling good, like I should.
So for kids who have experienced cancer or are currently experiencing it, it can be sort of isolating. Not a lot of people can understand what they're going through. And there's a camp in Tennessee. It's about 30 miles west of Nashville called Camp Horizon, and they're hoping to change that. They offer 56 spots for kids who are currently going through cancer or have gone through cancer. And they're just offering them a place to connect, have fun. It's like a summer camp. They have doctors.
Awesome.
They have nurses. They even have a separate camp for siblings, which I think is really cool because
they go through it too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like they're either not getting the attention that they need because their parents are obviously focusing on the kid, or they're struggling with how to deal with this. Like, you know, so anyway, they have a sibling week for special and important brothers and sisters.
Nice.
So it's so cool reading about all they have to offer and just giving them a chance to escape like hospital life or just restructure how they viewed what they went through.
Right.
Yep.
And all the kids that can relate to what they're going through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Go Camp Horizon. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, sadly, we don't have any worry about not having enough people move here.
Mm-hmm.
But there are parts of the country that'll pay you to move there.
Mm.
So maybe give these kind of places to people who are thinking about moving to Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, they will give you $10,000 after you purchase a qualifying home.
Mm.
Of course, you'd still be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so there's
a drawback.
Also, Topeka, Kansas, offering $10,000 for your first year of your move, or up to $15,000 to put toward buying a house.
See, they just need to like get one influencer to talk about this,
mm-hmm.
and then they will all flock there.
Yes.
There you go.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't we get all the influencers here in Nashville to talk about that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're off to
Oklahoma,
Topeka, everybody.
Where all the influencers are.
After 12 hours of deliberation, the jurors in the Diddy trial have reached a unanimous verdict on two counts of sex trafficking and two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but they remain split on the racketeering charge. Unfortunately, the verdict has not been revealed by the jury.
Right.
So they know what they've voted, you know, either guilty or not guilty, but they haven't let the court know yet.
They're trying to judge by his body language, talking to his lawyers, you know, because they probably know.
Apparently, nobody knows.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the jury that knows. They just said, we got a verdict, but we're not telling anybody.
That seemed kind of quick. I'm surprised it didn't take them longer.
Yeah.
So.
Who knows what that means?
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so did you guys know that the state of Tennessee loses about 10 acres every hour of farmland?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems like developments and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So Governor Lee just signed into effect the Farmland Preservation Act. So basically no farmland or like private farmland. If you don't sell your private farmland, you'll get money for it. So like you can keep it in the family. There's like a $225 million grant in play. And so people who don't sell their farmland get that money.
Well, that's cool.
That is a good thing because, once you lose the farmland and make condos and townhomes,
right.
You never get it back.
And that's what they're signing against is, like, if you sell it to be commercialized, then you won't get the money.
That's good.
So they want to keep it in the family or, sell to another farmer, but keep it farmland at least.
And Murfreesboro, we were driving around Medical Center Parkway over by the avenue, and it's so overdeveloped that it's like, stop it. We're just going to be Franklin. Stop it. What are we doing today, y'all?
I am bartending this afternoon, a corporate event.
Nice.
In Cool Springs. And then tonight, recording an episode of our movie review podcast with Jurassic World Rebirth.
Which you were not a big fan of.
Yes.
Hint.
Spoiler.
Yeah. I didn't like it. But you guys.
Well, I got my air conditioner fixed now, so I've set it to Elsa. Yeah. And, so I'm going to be taking a nap in the air-conditioned comfort of my home. My girlfriend's going down to visit her family down in Mount Pleasant, so there's no one to stop me from napping.
There you go.
Okay.
Plus, I have to go to the grocery store. So.
Nice. I am going to nap today. I said yesterday was my first day without one, but I stayed up a little too late watching Love Island, and I was just riled up about it with my husband. So
she's got the Love Island hangover.
Oh, man, well, she couldn't go to sleep right afterwards because you're just so caught up in it.
Yeah, you're so caught up. Like, you're just heated. Your heart's racing. So I'm going to go home and take a nap and then go to the gym.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Y'all have a great day.